Okay, yeah, it's a very strange story. It was a letter that originally was on Facebook and then went to Reddit. Mm. She believed that her groom-to-be had, in fact, popped the question 9 months ago, not seven, nine. And she'd been busily planning this wedding. And then she said to him, I'm going to go shopping for a dress. And he said, what dress? And she said, my wedding dress. And he said, what wedding?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said, I've never proposed. She says, you did. And guess what? He said, can I quote him? Why would I propose to a woman I'm not even dating?
Oh, my God.
You hear about the stage five clingers. She's a stage 10.
How did she get that so wrong?
I don't know. It's very, very strange. And how could you be preparing a wedding for 9 months and not discuss it with your partner? Yes. I mean, you talk about venues and cakes and who's in the party. And,
yeah.
And he's only scratching his head when she says, I'm going to go shopping for a wedding dress. Do you know what I reckon? Do you know what? I reckon either he's got cold feet and he's playing amnesia. Or,
and
I know some blokes who have done this, and I wonder if any of your listeners have done this. They've had a nice romantic night, probably too many bevvies, you're with me,
mm-hmm.
A little bit too much alcohol involved, and the next day they've forgotten that they've proposed. Is that possible?
I don't know. I'm going to throw another one in there. Maybe this young lady, you know, it's coming from the States. Maybe she was just desperate and she's clung on and said, you proposed 9 months ago.
Yeah, so she's made the whole thing up. So the next thing you know, we'll see her in the next season of SAS then.
Yeah? That's very true. How'd your listeners respond to that? Because I was like, no way. There's no way that people would be in this category of forgetting to propose to somebody.
No, well, I got a call this morning from a lady and she and her husband got engaged and then they forgot that they were getting married. They actually forgot that they'd set a date. Have a listen.
My husband proposed. And we decided that we're going to just do it on the cheap. We're not into the big whole wedding thing, just about us. So we booked at the registry office, and that was in the January. We booked it for the July. And, got on with life. And then come 2 weeks before the date, and we look in the diary, and we're like, holy moly, we're getting married in 2 weeks. So I had 2 weeks to prepare everything, tell the family, and
How do you forget something like that's kind of big?
I don't know. I've got a true story for you, and Jess nearly weaseled it out of me. This is going back a long time, a long, long time, when I was young and stupid, not just stupid. I apparently proposed to some girl back in the late 80s. And the next day, she said, you know you proposed last night. I said, I did not. She said, you did. I said, I did not. Anyway, she got very upset. But that afternoon, she ran off with my flatmate. So it worked out well. It's a true story. It worked out well in the end. But has anyone out there proposed and forgotten? I'm dying to hear
that. Oh, my God. We've got to take some calls on this. 13-27-10, please. And explain how that happens. I have no idea how that would happen.
Well, you know, maybe you're at Doors nightclub back in the day. And, you're getting your groove on the dance floor and all of a sudden just whisper into her ear.
Yeah.
After a couple of bevvies.
Yeah.
And you never know.
And then the next day, what?
Let's take the calls. 13-27-10. My God, this is one of the up there topics this morning. Lukey, thank you for the call, mate.
We usually save these for Fridays. I thought I'd hit you with it on the Wednesday.
It's a great one. I love this. Your call's up in just a moment. Heading for our top today, 30 degrees here, Triple M.